You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, David Diga Hernandez here, and I want to talk to you about the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, on a previous message during a series I did on the symbols of the Holy Spirit, I talked about how the Holy Spirit is in the Bible symbolized by oil. Now, I want to dig into this further and talk to you about the oil of heaven or the presence of the Holy Spirit. There is so much that happens to us when we are covered in the oil of heaven. And I want to talk to you about those wonderful things that will take place in your life because the Holy Spirit abides with you. So as I said, the Holy Spirit is symbolized in the scripture as oil. And I want to take a look at the different aspects of the presence of the Holy Spirit, those things that occur in our lives and in us and through us when we abide in the presence of the Holy Spirit. So I want to show you first a scripture found in Acts chapter 10. The verse is number 38. The scripture says this, "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." That's the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. And there we see that the scripture tells us that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. So here we see the presence of the Holy Spirit being mentioned as sort of an analogy like oil. And so number one, his presence brings power. We see that Jesus walked in incredible power. The way he healed the sick, the way he drove out demons, it was just unheard of, unparalleled. But now you and I today can walk in that same power because we have the same Spirit who was with Jesus. Now, often you'll hear about people who can preach, people who can teach, and those are different manifestations of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But did you know that the Holy Spirit's presence in you is your qualification for ministry, and therefore God can heal the sick through you? God can drive out demons through you. You know, you hear about healing, but we don't often hear anymore about the deliverance ministry. Just recently, I had an encounter with someone who was demon-possessed, and I've seen them set free by the Holy Spirit. I've seen many people set free by the Holy Spirit from demonic powers. I've seen people be set free from sickness and be set free from oppression and depression and all these different kinds of addictions that find their way into people's lives. The presence of the Holy Spirit, the oil of heaven, number one, his presence brings power. I remember just recently I was driving to go look at the new ministry facility from this place where we're recording this now. So this place is one facility, but we just acquired recently another ministry facility. And so the team and I were heading over to that facility to go and look at it and pray over it and plan and do all those things that needed to be done at that point. And I'll never forget, one of the ministry staff members jumped in my car and drove with me on the way to the new facility. And out of nowhere, he just began to cry. He began to weep in the presence of God. And I asked him, I said, "Why are you crying?" And he explained to me that he just felt in my car the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus was so real. The abiding presence of the Holy Spirit was so intense, just driving in my car, that he began to weep. Why is that? It's because that oil that rests on me, the oil of heaven, the presence of the Holy Spirit, brings power. So number one, his presence brings power. Number two, his presence brings joy. Psalm chapter 45, verse 7 says, "You love justice and hate evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else." Now, I believe this scripture is talking about the Messiah, but we also see in this scripture that there is an oil of joy that God pours out on people. What is that oil? That's the presence of the Holy Spirit. I'll never forget when I began to pray for this woman who was suffering with depression. She came up to the platform and explained to me that she was sad and sorrowful, and that it had been such a long time since she can remember even smiling or laughing. And I remember looking at this woman, and I could see it in her eyes. She was in pain. The oppression of the enemy was heavily upon her, and there was this darkness that surrounded her. And I'll never forget what happened. I grabbed her by the hands. I told her, grab my hands. So she grabbed my hands and we began to pray. And when the presence of the Holy Spirit came upon her in a special way, she couldn't help but smile. In fact, she went from sorrowful to smiling to laughing. And she began to just overflow with the joy of the Spirit. She went from walking in depression to laughing filled with joy. That's what the presence of God does. It brings joy to your life. When the presence of the Holy Spirit rests on you, you're not someone who is dry and mean and crude and difficult to be around. When you're filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit, there is life to you. There is a magnetism to you. You become refreshing because there is joy in your heart and in your spirit. And that joy of the Spirit overflows from deep within you and begins to touch those around you. That joy that is on you begins to get on them. That oil that is on you begins to become smeared on other people. That joy overflowing is yours because the presence of the Holy Spirit abides with you. So number one, His presence brings power. Number two, His presence brings joy. Number three, His presence brings favor and honor. Psalm chapter 84, verse 9 says, O God, look with favor upon the king, our shield. Show favor to the one you have anointed. Psalm chapter 23, verse 5 says, You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. When the presence of the Holy Spirit abides with you, when that oil rests on you, there is favor and there is honor that is yours. God gives to those whom He dwells with a favor and an honor reserved only for those who carry the presence of the Holy Spirit. There was a man who had sown a significantly large sum of money into our ministry one year. And this, to this date, it was still the largest sum that has ever been given to our ministry, all at once, I should say. So I remember that before he had sown this seed into our ministry, some of his friends were telling him, you have to get connected with this guy named Diga. He has a TV ministry. He's up and coming. You need to get connected and you need to support him. I didn't know who the man was. He didn't know who I was. And he remembers, as he tells me, he remembers his friends coming up to him saying, you have to get connected with Diga. You have to get connected with Diga. And his response initially was, what's a Diga? And I said, well, that's the guy's name. He says, that's kind of a strange name to have. And so this man who is business savvy and very sharp in the mind, of course, was a little skeptical, especially because his friends were, you know, encouraging him to sow into the ministry. And so upon what he says, recalling seeing me, he says that when he saw me, he said, that's just some kid. Why am I going to give money to some kid? They said, oh, well, you don't understand. This isn't just some kid. He's got this going on and this going on. He's building this. The Lord's doing this through him. And so he remembers being skeptical but open to the idea of connecting with me for the purpose of funding the ministry. And so it wasn't until he stood in a church service where I was ministering. I didn't have a conversation with him. I didn't push him. I didn't get aggressive with fundraising with him. It was just as simple as he was standing in the service where the presence of the Holy Spirit was moving. And he tells me that he just began to weep. The presence of the Holy Spirit touched him in such a special way that his heart was moved and he connected with me personally and connected with our ministry and sowed a seed into our ministry. It was one of the first seeds that we had that was significant, and it was to this day the largest that anyone has ever sown this. Now, I don't know if that will always be the case, but as at the time that I'm recording this, it's still the largest gift. And it propelled our ministry to a new level of influence, to a new platform, to a new reach with broadcast. It took us to a new place because we had the resources to finally do what God had placed on my heart. But it all came down to the presence of the Holy Spirit. I didn't do anything special. I didn't look special according to him. My name was strange. I was kind of a strange guy. I mean, some people think I'm strange. Yet, here it was. blessing and honor, favor. Why? Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. When you carry the presence of the Holy Spirit, there are favors for you that God reserves that no one else would get if they didn't have the presence of the Holy Spirit. You get preferred treatment. Now, I'm not saying this man was my enemy. He never was, and he is now my friend. But another point I want to show you here, let's read that scripture again, Psalm chapter 23, verse 5. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. Do you realize he was being anointed in front of his enemies? God will honor you and God will vindicate you in front of even those who dislike you. And so you'll stand out. There's going to be something special about you. You're different. You're unique when you carry the presence of the Holy Spirit. So number one, his presence brings power. Number two, his presence brings joy. Number three, his presence brings favor and honor. And number four, his presence brings healing. James chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 say, "Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven." Do you realize that the oil here brought healing? The Holy Spirit is the oil of healing, not just physical healing. I'm also talking about spiritual healing. But just to demonstrate to you that the Holy Spirit's presence does bring healing, I want to tell you this story. This was in San Diego about, oh my gosh, over 12 years ago now. I had just begun in the ministry. I think I was only in the ministry for 3 or 4 years at that point. And I was praying over the sick. This is back when I used to do prayer lines instead of doing a mass prayer. And so I was praying for people one by one as they came up to the platform and believing God to heal them. And many of them were healed right there in front of everyone. But there was a man who was standing in line and he was deaf in his left ear. He was standing in line waiting for me to pray over him. But I never got a chance to pray for his healing because while he was standing in that line, all of a sudden his ear popped open. The man told me when he got to the platform, he said, I came here for healing. I was going to wait till you laid hands on me. But while I was standing in line, I heard a pop in my left ear. And all of a sudden, I could hear the music that was being played in my left ear. In fact, it was so loud to me that I had to cover it because it was louder than I was used to. So this man didn't even need me to lay hands on him. Why? Because there's no healing power in me anyway, except for that which belongs to the Holy Spirit. It is his presence that brings healing. It is his healing power. It is his healing presence that produces miraculous results. So here, this man waiting for me to lay hands on him didn't even need me to lay hands on him. Why? Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. So number one, his presence brings power. Number two, joy. Number three, favor and honor. Number four, healing. And finally, number five, his presence brings protection and strength. Psalm chapter 89, verses 20 through 23 say, "I have found my servant David. I have anointed him with my holy oil. I will steady him with my hand. With my powerful arm, I will make him strong. His enemies will not defeat him, nor will the wicked overpower him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him." Do you realize that the presence of the Holy Spirit protects you from your enemies, protects you from the enemy, protects you from slander, it protects you from physical harm, it protects you from opposition? The presence of the Holy Spirit safeguards you. Often I'll see ministers, especially in this day and age of social media, respond to their critics with defensiveness. They become angered or agitated or emotionally stirred by those who criticize them. Now, I recognize that criticism just comes with what I do. It's part of it. In fact, many of the comments on here will likely be negative. Most are positive, but some are negative. Now, I used to respond to critics. I used to respond when people would tell me things that hurt my feelings or tell me things that I didn't appreciate. They would say nasty things, and they still do. You know what I've learned to do? I've learned to just leave it with the Holy Spirit. He'll take care of me. Remember when Ananias and Sapphira tried to lie to the apostle? And he said to them, you lied to who? The Holy Spirit. In other words, when people do you wrong, the Holy Spirit takes it personal. When people wrong me, the Holy Spirit takes it personal. So I just leave it to the Holy Spirit. In fact, as far as comments on social media go, I don't even bother with them anymore. I don't read most of them. And in fact, the ones that are negative that I just so happen to catch, I don't even bother deleting them. They're not even worth the energy of deleting. I don't want them to think that it even bothered me. I don't even want them to know whether or not I saw it. Why? Because it doesn't matter. And so we need to take on this mindset when it comes to facing criticism, when it comes to facing opposition, when it comes to being fearful about the harm that may befall us. We need to remember that the Holy Spirit's presence brings protection and strength. Number one, His presence brings power. Number two, joy. Number three, favor and honor. Number four, healing. And number five, protection and strength. Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.